Dear Journal, hi, it's me, Doug. You know what I hate? I hate practical jokes, especially when I wind up on the wrong side of one.
Well, looks like Mr. Bone got his yodeling trophy stolen again.
Why would anyone want to steal that dumb trophy?
I didn't know Mr. Bone knew how to yodel.
Remember what happened last year?
Yeah, Mr. Bone found it inside a meatloaf in the cafeteria.
Boy, would I like to see the look on the face of the poor sap who gets caught with that... I was as good as dead. Somebody had planted the trophy in my locker. I sure pity the fool who gets caught with Bone's trophy in his locker.
Huh?
Or backpack, or gym bag, or whatever.
Well, what will Bone do to the person who has it?
He'll lock him up in detention and throw away the key.
I was framed. I mean, suppose this person was framed.
That doesn't make any difference, Bunny. Remember, possession is 9/10 of the law.
Roger was right. I was in big trouble. All the evidence was pointing right at me.
Guilty! Guilty! Order! Order!
Your Honor, we found the trophy in his locker. Therefore, he is guilty! I rest my case.
Objection, Your Honor. We ought to let the jury decide the defendant's guilt or innocence.
Your Honor, it's obvious he's guilty.
Look, Funny, I pronounce you guilty. I sentence you to 6 months of hard labor at Lamar Bone School of Yodeling.
Oh, Doug, how could you?
Doug, what? You have anything to say to the people?
I grieve when I think of how this young person's permanent record will be soiled by such a senseless crime. Vote for me.
Attention all teachers and pupils, this is Assistant Principal Lamar Bone. Please report to your lockers immediately for a surprise inspection. I practiced for years to win that trophy, and now it's missing. But I'll find it. I'll find it. I always do. When I catch the pupil who has my trophy, they'll spend the rest of their life in detention.
Wow, so you're the one. Cool, man. I've never known a criminal before.
No, Skeeter. I've been framed. Someone planted it in my locker.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Skeeter.
I didn't do it.
He was framed.
Huh?
I mean, how you doing?
Ixnay of the Opie tray.
You guys are crazy. Anyway, good luck with your locker inspection. See ya.
See ya.
What am I gonna do?
I don't know, but whatever it is, you better do it now.
Mr. Funny, I smell some funny business. Is it coming from you?
No, Mr. Bone. You must be smelling somebody else.
What's that hump on your back, Funny?
What hump?
You boys are playing a game of monkey in the middle, and I don't like being the hairy ape!
I don't know what to do with it, Judy.
How about you weep a lot? Beg for mercy and tell Mr. Bone about your wife and 6 kids that don't have a trophy.
No. Skeeter said the guy who stole the trophy 2 years ago tried begging for mercy and he's still doing time in detention.
Okay, let's see. You plead insanity?
No. Skunky Beaumont tried that last year, and now he has to see the guidance counselor every day.
This is going to be tougher than I thought.
I wonder if anyone's ever tried telling the truth.
That's it.
That's what?
You said it. Tell the truth. It might just be crazy enough to work.
Tell the truth. Yeah.
We're proud of our Bluffington youth. Today we honor one of Bluffington's finest, Doug Funny. He dared to be honest. Now we must dare to be a Doug.
Oh, Doug, you're so honest.
We have with us today a very good personal friend of mine who always votes for me, Assistant Principal Lamar Bone.
Douglas Yancey Funny, I am proud to award your honesty by giving you the rest of the school year on.
What are you doing with the evidence, Doug?
I'm putting the Der Grosser Yodelmeister Award in my locker for safekeeping. I'm going to give it back to Mr. Bone after class.
Looks like Mr. Bonehead's going to need a little help from me finding his trophy. In locker number 47.
I found this note taped to Yadua. I think it's for you. It says Assistant Principal Bonehead.
Never mind that. Give it here. I think there is something yodeling in locker number 47. Signed, wouldn't you like to know?
Hey, Skunky.
Hey, Doug.
Why am I doing this? Mr. Bone will never believe me.
So, you thought I'd fall for the old telling the truth gag, did you?
Honest, Mr. Bone, I was framed. I didn't steal your trophy. Honest.
Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
What are you going to do?
You know what this is?
Wow! The latest issue of Man of Steel Man.
No! It's your permanent record! Correction! It was your permanent record! Now it's confetti! You're through, Funny! Finish! Washed up! It's over! Finish! Washed up! That's what the guilty party's gonna be!
He'll never believe me. Come on, Skeeter. Come on, bluff, man.
Hey, what's in the bag?
Phew.
Looks like another wild goose chase, if you ask me.
What? Where is it? Funny's not gonna get off that easy. Not if I have anything to do with it.
Roger. Boys and girls, please take out your pencils and open your books to page 10 to the second power.
Excuse the interruption, Mrs. Wingo. Young man, I want you in my office, PDQ. Whatever that stands for.
What's wrong, Mr. Bone?
You know exactly what's wrong. You stole my Der Grosser Yodelmeister trophy.
No, you can't.
The trophy was sitting on the case outside my office in your lunch bag. How did I know it was your bag? Oh, read it and weep, mister. The criminal mind always sets its own trap. Follow me, Bunny.
Poor Dougie. Did somebody play a trick on you?
Where did you go,
Rod? Yeah, nice trick, Roger. Hey, wait a minute. You can't prove a thing, Funny. Remember, the trophy was in your bag.
Okay, Mr. Trophy Stealer. I've got 305 yodeling trophies to shine. I'll be right back with more polish. You're gonna need the jumbo-sized bottle.
Just a final warning, Doug. You tattle on me and I'll...
I won't tell, Roger. Who's gonna believe me anyway? Possession's 9/10 of the law, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Roger, I wouldn't do...
Shut up, Bunny. I know what I'm doing. I'm smart, remember?
But, Roger...
I was clever enough to sneak in here and steal Mr. Bonehead's piece of junk yodeling trophy, wasn't I? Yes, Mr. Bone. I'm a fan of yodeling.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I waited for Mr. Bonehead to leave his office, snuck in, and stole the stupid trophy, and stuffed the goofy-looking thing in your locker.
Roger,
what's the matter, Funny? You look as goofy as Mr. Bonehead. Mr. Bone, I can explain. explain. I can explain.
Don't even try. Save your strength. You're gonna need it all. You're gonna be polishing trophies for a long time, mister.
Good one.
Oh, and Roger, before you go, I have one more trophy for you to polish.
One more trophy? No problem, Mr. Bone.
And while you're working, I'm going to entertain you with the song that won you that award. And it goes a little something like this.
I was totally relieved when Bone found out I didn't do it. I guess the only thing worse than being the butt of a practical joke is being the butt... is being the person who actually did it. I wonder how Roger's doing anyway.